Astonishing Legends is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things that people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Potential savings will vary.
Not available in all states or situations.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays are for football. That's why we're here to help you get your next DIY project done, even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Kobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store, and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Astonishing Legends Network.
The views and opinions expressed by hosts and listeners on the Astonishing Dead Letter Office are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Astonishing Legends Productions, the Astonishing Legends Network, or any affiliated entities or guests.
When something unexplainable happens to you, it can make you feel isolated or alone. But trust us, you're not. For over a decade, you've been sending your strange stories to Astonishing Legends. And now it's time for our fellow legenders to hear them too. Join us weekly in the vault beneath Blanket Fortiana, which we call the Astonishing Dead Letter Office.
Tonight's episode, Hatman Assault.
Well, the dead letters keep coming in, and here's a good one. It's from Alan.
Oh, what's it about?
Okay, one second here. Okay, yes, take a guess. It's a Hatman story.
Oh, nice, nice. That's something my wife has actually seen. She mentioned it on a junk drawer once. We were talking about it the other day, actually, because she went on Rachel Dratch's show, Woo Woo with
That's
Rachel
right.
Dratch, and she brought it up on that show. And I'm going on that show, too. By the time this episode of Dead Letter Office comes out, I probably will have already been on it, maybe. But but my wife actually saw Hatman when she was a little girl, like climbing through the window.
I remember that. We talked about that a long time
Second
ago.
Second floor window, by
That's
the way.
That's right. Yeah. And where was the building? What house was this?
It was a childhood home that she lived in North Carolina when she was a little girl. So,
well, knowing Emily, I'm sure it was a very stylish pork pie type hat, something very very hipsterish and cool. Well, this story also has some synchromysticism or mystosynchronism or whatever you might say.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I think it's your turn to read, man. So if you want to fire away, let's go.
All righty. Here we go. Hey guys, I've been listening to you for about 2 years now, and I'm a huge fan. I ordered a hoodie from you last week and can't wait to rock it. Well, last week, I was at my dad's house, and he had some Ghost Hunter show on, and we were watching it, and he asked if I knew anyone that did ghost hunting or if I had tried it myself. I told him no, but I had plenty of strange experiences myself, almost all of them in the house I grew up in. He was shocked, and he had no idea, except for the one experience when I truly thought someone was in the house, and he came home to half the local police department cars on the front lawn and them doing a room-to-room search of the entire house. But that's another story. But one story I told him was when I was living in a rental house he had about 15 or so years ago. I was sleeping and woke up paralyzed to a completely black figure with what I could best describe as a fedora hat at the side of the bed, pushing me back and forth from the side as if it was someone trying to wake me up, like there was an emergency. I eventually woke up completely and saw no one was there and didn't sleep the rest of the night. Also, I was living there alone at the time. Then I can't remember how much time had passed, but it was within a week or two of that, and again I woke up completely paralyzed, but to a different figure who was tall and well-built, but his whole body looked like when you get the black and white static on the old TVs, but it was colored, and he was punching me. I never slept in that room again. Years later, I learned about sleep paralysis and had a few more instances of it, even up until recently, and I immediately thought I had my answer, until you guys came along. About a year ago, I was going back and listening to past episodes and put on Shadow People, when you guys started talking about a black figure in a hat that was commonly seen in situations like mine. I got chills all over my body and started freaking out to the point where I shut it off and didn't finish the episode. Fast forward to last Wednesday, when I was at my dad's and told him that story, which I haven't told since I told my girlfriend about listening to your Shadow People episode and getting freaked out. The next day, Ed and Chris dropped the Hat Man episode of Scared All the Time, and I don't remember if you guys mentioned Hat Man when you were promoting the show, but when I hit play, I was thinking to myself, I wonder, WTF, Hat Man is. So, there was no influence on me telling my dad that story. But when they started talking about it, I stopped dead in my tracks at work and it freaked me the F out. I just couldn't believe it. I can count on one hand how many times I've told that story over the course of roughly 15 years and I didn't know what to think. I now live in that same house with my family and haven't had any other experiences of that nature while being there. And my stepson sleeps in that room now and has never said anything, and I never asked him because I don't want to put the idea in his head. But a few months ago, I made some comment or joke to my girlfriend about getting a Ouija board, and she instantly said, no way. And I was only half serious, and I jokingly said, well, why not? And she said something along the lines of, and I'm kicking myself for not writing it down, I don't want anything bad coming out of that. We already get visited, and that's enough. And I was like, hold the phone, what? She then walked away casually and said, yeah, we get visited here and there. As if she were talking about a friend popping in every once in a while, and I ended the conversation there. Part of me is truly curious, and I've always wanted to go investigate haunted houses, but I sleep like crap as it is, and if I'm going to investigate a haunted house, it sure as hell won't be mine. I know it's not too detailed, but I figured you guys might appreciate the story, and if you ever wanted to use it as a small filler, I'd be more than happy to send you the longer version. Keep up the awesome work. I always tell anybody I know that's into the paranormal about your show. Thanks.
Wow, I love this story. It's a very cool story. Alan, yes. Thanks so much for sending this to us. A lot of things I want to dive into here about this in our discussion about it. The first thing is, I don't feel like I know of Hat Man stories, even all the ones we've covered and the Shadow People, where it got physical with the experiencer. Am I not remembering something?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of crossover. I mean,
I don't remember if someone being rocked back and forth in the bed, like by a Hat Man. I don't know.
Oh, somebody's rocking someone somewhere all the time. There's so much crossover to these. You know, what's the difference between a regular shadow person wearing a cloak and one that's wearing a hat, or different types of hats? We've heard of different types of hats. When did the transition sartorially, fashion-wise, switch from the black-robed monks or the black monks? Because I believe those are probably similar creatures from the Middle Ages onward to the Renaissance and whatnot. And then they decided to change styles with a new hat, which is still old-fashioned to our standards. What would it be now? A trucker cap, a toque, a beanie. In all seriousness, though, these beings, I don't know if you could put a specific definition or boundaries on their behavior, but I do take notice when things around them are described in such a fashion that, yes, people could say, you know, those who are trying to debunk this, it's like, okay, this person, has a good sense of style or design, and they've added some story elements that are unique. But the one that grabbed my attention was, yes, not only that there was a Hat Man rocking the bed back and forth, kind of like they were trying to wake them up maybe from a, for an emergency or trying to get their attention, because I think a lot of times it is to get your attention, or maybe there's a message that they want to relay. That seems to be ghosts in general. There's a message, solve my murder, help me with this, trying to find this, or get out of my bedroom. You know, there's some message.
Yeah.
But here, there wasn't any following emergency. There's nothing on fire. There was no reason to wake this person up. So you do wonder what they were seeing or what the intention was. But the point that got my attention here, remember the old static on TVs? People don't remember this because, of course, we've all gone to digital TV. But over-the-air TV with an antenna sometimes had the aluminum foil flags on it. When you went to a channel, and again, folks, there was only three channels. Imagine that. And then a fourth when Fox came along. But three main channels, and then you had your UHF, ultra high frequency. But three main VHF channels, ABC, CBS, NBC. And when you turned to a channel that had no signal over it, you got this snow. And sometimes ghost hunters will use the sound of that static or snow on a TV, just an old TV setup with no channel on it, and try and use that as a medium for spirits to talk through. Again, with the EVP, or the old-fashioned analog types of EVPs, trying to use that static noise for them to form words with, or images on the TV. That's another trick, too, is sometimes you can see images starting to form in the snow. So there's a connection for me in that type of electronic snow. But the fact that it was in color, that was what got me.
Yeah, very interesting.
Right. So as he said, you know, with a week or two of that, it looked like that old black and white static, but it was in color, and this thing was punching him. So then I'm thinking of the old shape of the, you know, Star Trek with the transformer, and you had the twinkling colored lights and that kind of static.
Yeah.
That,
out of their shape. I always bring that up. The companion.
Yes. Something, right. The companion, or when they're in the transporter and you have that kind of shadow shaped figure, but there's a lot of sparklies in it.
Yeah.
So again, I appreciate a story that has a little bit of different descriptive elements in it like that, that are just kind of unusual. But we've heard of everything, Elmo coming out of the TV, puppets and characters and all kinds of strange things. But it is a form of ITC or transmedium communication that is utilized, I think, by the other side to communicate with us, the living, the awake, and the sleeping.
Yeah. The other thing about this, too, was the synchromysticism, and we got to mention that. It's been over a year since Alan had listened to the Astonishing Legends Shadow People episode, which he didn't even finish out of fear.
Right.
A year later, he's telling his dad the Hat Man stories for the first time, and then the next day after he tells that story, Scared All the Time, an Astonishing Legends Network podcast, drops their own episode on the Hat Man, which was a great ep, by the way. And I'll tell you what, Alan, that kind of stuff happens to us all the time. Forrest and I have learned to pay attention when it does. It's actually dictated next episodes of the main Astonishing Legends show in the past when something just seems like it's falling into our laps or trying to get noticed. We used to think it was just coincidences, but there's points at which it seems to be, I don't know, it just feels like somebody is trying to get you to acknowledge something or send a message.
We're paying more attention, no doubt, you know, to these connections. And I think that is also part of the message. The medium is the message in how we are presenting and what platforms and their interconnectability. But sometimes the stories we choose, and people, of course, will say like, well, I don't want to hear another type of this story next year to line up. Why don't you do something like this? Or it's an interview, like, why, you know, we want to get back to no interviews for an episode or two. But they come up, and there's a lot of coincidence when that happens. And of course, we have to grab the interview when we can. If you wait around the person, you know, it's like, well, I'm busy now, or I don't want to do it, or there's some other reason that we have to grab it when we do and feature it when we do, because it seems like we were led to it. So again, there's a lot of coincidences, and we've heard a lot of stories from people, with this kind of synchromysticism coming up where you turn on something and you just heard about it a couple of days ago. So all I can say is pay attention, folks. Maybe there's a message in there that there's a connection to something else. And it may not be important. Like I said, the guy, the color static man was punching you the second time. What was that about?
Somebody is upset about something. Yeah.
Well, you're not paying attention perhaps, or was trying to shake you. Maybe there's a message in there that you need to pay attention to, or they're just trying to get your attention, or they're just being mean. And I'm not being facetious there. It's just like getting their anger out. You're the punching bag, literally. And perhaps, though, there is something that you're meant to pay attention to. So just keep your eyes open. And when you're asleep, pay attention to stuff and look for signs and clues, because I do believe they're out there. The messages are there.
Also, by the way, if you have a partner in life, some kind of companion, it might be worth it to sit down with them and say, is there anything weird going on that you're waiting for me to say something weird happened to me? Can we just go ahead and find this out now? Because I love that when he's like, She's like, we have visitors. It's like, how have we not talked about this before? So make sure you get all those cards out on the table. Just, you know, go out for a nice dinner and be like, just, have you been seeing anything weird? Of course, that's going to freak them out.
Well, it depends.
No, I was just curious.
Yeah, it just depends on if you want an answer like that. You know, I do believe people should know what's going on in their own houses. But I also totally understand when people don't want to know because ignorance is bliss. And you can sleep better at night, as he's saying, you know, but my sleep's already bad, so I don't need any more information on what's lurking around the house. Well, all I can say to that is how I reconcile this with myself and whatever might be around me at all times is that that's just the natural world. I know it seems unnatural, but the unseen world is just as natural and a part of our seen and living and waking world as it is the other side. And so we all just try and live in harmony. And that's all I can say, just make peace with it. And be accepting and pay attention.
Alan, also, thanks for telling everybody that's into the paranormal about our show. We really appreciate it. And folks, we're looking for more listeners. So everybody do that. Everybody tell folks, and they don't have to be into the paranormal. We think they'll like it anyway.
Yeah.
They check us out or check out the Dead Letter Office. That's a good way to start wherever you get your podcast. So thanks a lot for that.
Yeah. Hopefully you tell two people, they tell two people, and so forth and so on. And Alan, yes. You seem to have been born with that one instinct that's spot on. Never do a paranormal investigation at your own house if you don't want to know what's there.
The Astonishing Dead Letter Office is hosted by Scott Philbrick and Forrest Burgess and is executive produced by Tess Feifel. The show is edited and mixed by Sarah Voorhees-Wendell at VW Sound. The theme is based on the Astonishing Legends theme by Judson Crane at Founder Music, arranged by Alan Carissia, who composes all the other music in the show. Tommy Beaver Design created the logo. The announcer is John Bowman. That's me. Stories are lightly edited for length, content, and readability, but otherwise presented as they're sent to us. We're always looking for more dead letters, so if you have a story of your own you'd like to share, email it to deadletteroffice@astonishinglegends.com. Please include how you would like to be credited. First name only, first name last initial, anonymous, a pseudonym. Let us know. Due to the number of emails coming in, we often cannot respond, but we do read them all. No part of the show may be reproduced anywhere without permission. Copyright Astonishing Legends Productions.
How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint, dents, dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Astonishing Legends is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things that people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Potential savings will vary.
Not available in all states or situations.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
This is Rob Gronkowski.
And Julian Edelman.
We invited some familiar friends to hang out with us at the Boston Nut House, thanks to Dunkin'. Here is a sneak peek at some of the fun.
Vince Wilfork.
Bill finally like, look, guys, just stop screwing around.
We are joined by Matthew Light, ladies and gentlemen.
And Vraves. And you're going to love him.
Will Campbell.
Not into eating hot dogs.
Having Ernie Adams come and teach you defense.
Being able to play the wide three technique tap.
Full episodes of Dudes on Dudes and Games with Names presented by Dunkin'. Tune into iHeart Podcast or wherever you listen to your podcast. Thanks to Dunkin' for a great time.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.